We're going to whip straight into it this morning with a look at the Waiheke Walking Festival. And I've got one of the trustees of the festival with me, Linda Simpson. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Very well, thanks.
So the Waiheke Walking Festival, I mean, this is, how many years has it been going now?
This is our 10th year. So it's quite a big anniversary
very
for
good.
Us. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, and it's pretty easy. You stick on your shoes, head out along the beach. Why do we need a festival?
Excellent question. A lot of people don't like to do walks on their own. They like to be guided. They like to have perhaps a specialist bit of knowledge thrown at them. They like perhaps to end at a vineyard and have lunch with the people they've been walking with. So there's lots of options like that. All of our walks are guided and they're all free. Obviously, people pay for charter buses or food and drink if those are included on the walk. And I find it kind of interesting. Quite often I meet people who I've met on walks a couple of months later and I say, oh, hi, how are you? Have you been walking? And they're like, not really. So they're not actually necessarily walkers on their own accord, but they love the festival and they like to come and meet people and walk somewhere they wouldn't get to normally walk. And of course, a big part of what we offer, quite a few of the really popular walks are across private land.
So, yeah, and I mean, in the past when I've been, I think some of the highlights for me have been seeing places that even despite being here a long time, I had no idea about, like the fossils down on the south side and so on. Some pretty incredible places.
Yes, absolutely. And if you get the landowner or, as I say, somebody with specialist knowledge there, you really learn a lot of stuff that you wouldn't have an opportunity to do otherwise. So we love offering those walks. We've got a couple of people who are particularly generous, like Mr. Plested, who's always very generous about offering up his property, and we have our festival finale there as well. And we walk, for example, this year and last year, for the first time, we walk across Ngāti Power's Waiheke Station, which again is fantastic access, and we have Modahu Wilson guiding a walk across there this year. And so you get Ngāti Power stories. You know, these are stories that haven't really been unlocked for Waiheke yet. So fantastic to be able to offer those.
Yeah. So the people who go, are they mainly locals or are people coming from offshore to do this?
That's a great question. It's an interesting mix. Probably about half of the people are locals. I was looking at the stats for last year, a couple of days ago, 3% were international. And then a lot of Aucklanders, of course, and then the rest is made up of people from across New Zealand. So we're fairly well known now after 10 years and have been in sort of the Air New Zealand Makiura magazine and stuff like that, and a couple of radio slots and TV. So you do get people coming from off-island, which is great. It's good for the whole island, obviously. But it's really nice also for the locals to get to know their own backyard too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think people often look at events like this and think, oh, well, it must be the council who does that. But that's not the case, is it?
No. Well, the council through the local board do help us, and we are very grateful for their support. They've supported us for the whole 10 years. So the local board is one of our principal funders. We also have some sponsors who really help out. So Ray White has been our principal presenting partner for the last 3 years, including this year. And two new sponsors this year, actually, Treescape, have really stepped up. So they're very big on the island. I'm sure you see their big white trucks everywhere. So as well as sponsoring us, they've got a couple of walks in the festival with Richard Margison leading those on behalf of Treescape. And Gary Wilton's new business called Make Tracks is involved this year as well. So Gary, as I'm sure you know, has been a major mover and shaker on paths, walking, cycling on the island. He really was the founder of the Waiheke Walking Festival, if you like. So he's leading his famous bushwhacking, intrepid journey to the centre of the earth walk this year, which they fully expect to get lost at some point on. And we also have a bunch of patrons who underwrite the trust that oversees the festival. So the festival does run at a loss, obviously with things being free, but real costs to run it. We rely also on donations. We rely on our friends who join up and pay us some little extra money and get some extra benefits from that. And we're still available for friends and donations. So if anybody would like to support us, please feel free to go to the website and do that.
So what motivates you, Linda, to be a trustee for something like this?
So I've been a volunteer for 6 years. It was one of the things I did when I'd been on the island for a few years as a walker. I thought, I really enjoy this. So Denise signed me up. Denise was our previous festival manager to lead a couple of dog walks. And I really enjoyed it. And then got involved with some of the bigger walks. And then this year, actually, I'm leading for the second year the Te Arahua walk, the 5 days around the island. So I love the walking aspect of it. But my background is in sort of finance and governance. So when they set up the trust to sort of ensure the financial security, if you like, of the festival. Last year they asked me if I'd be a trustee, and I was delighted to say yes.
So looking forward to this year's festival, which starts on the 15th of November.
Right,
yeah. It runs for a couple of weeks. Lots of these things are really popular, right? And so they're kind of booked out, so people are going to look at the program and go, oh, that looks good, and ah, damn. But what are some of the, I suppose, some of the highlights that are still available for people to book into?
Yes, you're absolutely right. The ones that book out inevitably are the ones that go across special places. But we have some lovely walks that still have spaces. Timmy Smith, well known on the island, she's doing a Making Memories walk where she's going to give people a little gift. And as they go on their walk, they can gather items that might mean something to them that they then have the option later to make into a piece of jewellery or something special. And Timmy knows the island very well. She'll be an awesome guide. So really recommend that one. There's still spots on that one. At the other end of the extreme, because I think that'll be quite a gentle walk, Ray White's Earn Your Wine walk, which is rather intrepid, starting in Rocky Bay and walking over to Padairy Crishy, stopping at a few vineyards on the way, up the famous rope climb. That's kind of a 9 out of 10 on our scale of how hard that might be. That still has some spots too for the more intrepid walkers. We've got a couple of walks focusing on conservation. So there's one in Whakanifa with Nat, the ranger there, and Te Korowai, who are making great strides on Waiheke now, just launching their predator-free program. They're doing a walk as well to talk about the stoat trapping and how they're doing that. So those are all ones that are still available that I'd mention. And just also, if I may, we're having a proper potpourri at the Marae this year to open the festival, which we haven't done before. We're very excited to have the Marae with us. And I really encourage people to come to that. That's at 4:30 on Friday the 15th of November. Come if you can, and then we've got Astrons there, showing with their telescopes, showing the night sky.
Excellent.
So it could be a really good evening.
Yeah. So so people will be kind of wanting to book in so they don't miss out. So what do people do?
It's very easy, and I'm delighted to say we have a new highly functioning website this year, because there have been some tricky things in the past. It's waihikiwalkingfestival.org, and it's as easy as sign up and, you know, normal click, you know, cart type buying or booking walks. And as I say, it's pretty obvious when you get there which ones are still available. So that should be pretty helpful.
Brilliant. Okay. And I'll stick that up on our Facebook page as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Great. So, and what are you, so you, with the Te Ara Hura, which is the right around the, I mean, what's the status with that? Because something got closed last year, didn't it?
Yes, and we have been very lucky. There are some people who are really very generous to the Walking Festival in terms of letting us walk through their land so we can get around slips or get around carry dieback closures. So I think we'll be sort of 95% of Te Ara Hura this year, which is good enough. And Gary Wilton again and Tony Kington have been helping us with that too. And as I say, a couple of private landowners who are going to let us walk through. So it'll be almost exactly what it should be.
Great. So you're guiding that 5 days, and I imagine that that one's well booked out, is it?
It is booked out, and we've got not quite double the numbers we had last year, so that's going to be quite a big size group.
Yeah.
But yes, we've got to limit the numbers, obviously, because of safety. We have 4 volunteers, and we'll have 35 walkers, and that's a nice ratio for a walk like that.
Yep. Good stuff. Oh, well, I hope you the weather is good for you.
Certainly, thank you.
Yeah, waihikiwalkingfestival.org. Where people can go and book into those remaining walks. Thank you very much, Linda.
Thank you.